Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
Shall we welcome our guest?
Shall we?
If you can get yourself nice and close to that microphone, please. We've got in the studio Estelle Thomas. Good afternoon.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Now, you are from, it says here, IOMI Gold.
That's right. That's
from your company, IOMI Gold. And the stuff you do is about personal training, isn't it?
Yes, but not personal training as in gyms.
No. No, gosh, I wouldn't be talking to you if it was. But it's from the list here, you do, it's about making public speaking easier for you.
Primarily, yes. A lot of people get really concerned and worried when they have to speak in public,
right.
And then they wonder what actually speaking in public is. Mm. My job is to just help them ease them down and bring them down off the ceiling a little bit.
Okay.
Sometimes you get on the ceiling, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand that. I'm personally, being a bit of a show-off, I actually love giving presentations and speeches because it's just the way I am. But I do understand some people are absolutely ridden with nerves, aren't they? Yes, they can't move.
Absolutely petrified. I had one young man come to me for training, and he couldn't even say his own name in front of me.
Wow.
He just couldn't stand up in public, and it just when there was just me and him there. But we worked on it, and he did a fantastic speech at his brother's wedding. Yeah,
it's good. And that was without the aid of drink at his wedding. His brother's wedding.
I always insist no drink.
Yes, otherwise you can get into a mess. Yes, I don't recommend giving speeches, even if you're good at it. Yeah. After a couple of drinks.
When my grandson got married in Malta a couple of years ago, he and his best man were walking around with drinks in their hands, and I said, "Put them down." No drinks.
I can't imagine arguing with you, easily.
You don't argue with Estelle.
You don't argue with Estelle. Now, let's talk. How did you get into this whole...
By accident, people. Working for a society for the blind on the mainland.
Mm-hmm.
And part of my job was to go and promote the organisation. And I was terrified the first couple of times that I, you know, sat in front of people or stood in front of people. But then I actually, you know, my family are performers and you know, my dad was a compere, and so it's natural, you know, you stand up, you've got a microphone, and I'll talk.
Yes, I know what you mean.
But it's like you create a character for yourself as well, don't you? You are Estelle the speaker, not Estelle the homemaker, if you like.
Well, yeah, because we all have our own persona, and for every person that we speak to, it's like doing text messages. What you would text to your boss is not the same as what you text to your best mate.
At least not on purpose, like no.
Very often, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you're right, both of you, that we do play a part. I mean, the famous Shakespeare phrase, isn't it? All the world's a stage. And I know that when I'm giving talks, I am the expert in that subject. That's what gets me to do it.
Yeah.
And... But if I was to walk up to somebody and say hello to a stranger on the street, I just couldn't do it. I'd be too nervous to even think of that.
It's a lot of public speakers are actually quite shy.
Mm.
And believe it or not, I'm quite shy. I really am. But yes, a lot of people have great difficulty in standing up in front of anybody. And it's not just doing a presentation. It's where you have people who are new to committees and things like that. Mm. People who are new to politics. And they suddenly think, oh my God, I've got to actually speak to people. And sometimes it's if you have to speak to, like if you've got parents who have to go and speak to professionals in schools and things like that, and they feel they're not on the same level and they don't have the confidence.
Yes, that's another one, isn't it? They think the head teacher is above them.
Yes.
In fact, they're not. There's another person doing a job, same
Absolutely.
As you are.
Yes, yeah.
To be fair, they sometimes lay out their offices so that they are slightly higher than
of
you.
Of course, yes. That's a bit of intimidation.
And they've got the barrier of the desk in front
yes.
of them.
Yes.
And doing hand gestures on the radio doesn't really work.
Not really, no. We can see you.
Yeah. So you got into that by accident. You come from a family of performers, and you've used those innate skills, if I can call it that.
Well, when I say performers, I mean, you know, we do like to... I come from a very, very large family. I'm one of 12 children.
Right.
So you had to perform in some way to get your ideas, get your voice heard, really.
Mm-hmm.
And although I was very much very quiet and shy, I had to learn very quickly to, this is me. I am who I am.
That makes sense.
It does make sense. Yes, and when you say family events and social events, what sort of events could they be that people might need to speak at?
Well, it's not just weddings.
Could it be funerals?
Funerals, yes, yeah. And you know, that's such a nerve-wracking time to do that, and very emotional. There's also bar mitzvahs, christenings, things like that. All sorts of family events, anniversaries, big birthdays.
Of course, yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, we're going to, I'm not going to try and steal your training from you on the air, but there are some hints and tips, I mean, no doubt you could give people who are preparing for this kind of thing.
Yeah. I was actually talking to my son-in-law last night, who's just gone back to work after a long illness, and I said, think about your shoulders. All the way along, think about your shoulders. If your shoulders are up under your ears, you're tense. So just physically wring your shoulders down, and that will help.
That makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not just the way you speak, it's the way you stand.
The way you stand will actually affect the way you speak all the time. Whether you're slumping, whether you've got your shoulders drooped, or whether they're up underneath your chin. You can hear that my voice changes as I'm lifting my shoulders up, and you can't breathe properly. You can't get the air through. Sorry, I'm making hand gestures.
By all means, make hand gestures. We all do it. It's just that they don't carry the weight of emotion on radio, on the television. Yeah.
But the way you speak as well affects how people listen to you. Or not.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things you'll find at a younger person's radio station is they'll mostly stand up. And performing DJs at weddings will stand up because there's more energy in your voice if you stand up. If you want a more laid-back feel, then you sit down.
Yeah. I mean, if you're doing major presentations, like to big group, a lot of people think it's you have to not just stand there, you have to run about all over the stage. Now, sometimes that can be very distracting. So it's finding a balance between standing there like a statue, all tense and what have you, and racing about all over the stage so that people remember your performance, but not actually what you've said.
Yeah. Yes, I'll
agree. You can wander slowly from one side to the other, should you wish.
Absolutely,
because it gets your blood moving as well.
Which gets
it up to the brain.
Yeah.
But standing like a statue is not very effective, and running up and down, a bit like Michael McIntyre, probably isn't very effective for a speech.
Yes, yeah. And very often, of course, when people are using PowerPoint and things like that, and they turn around from the audience and face the screen and read it off word for word.
Oh,
that's the biggest sin, isn't
it?
That is
awful. I mean, we've all done the death by PowerPoint thing.
Yes, yeah.
But reading from the screen, which assumes your audience can't read for some reason, which is not only loses the confidence of your audience, but it's so dull
and it's distracting from what you're saying.
Yeah, because when you're using visual props, if you like a screen, like PowerPoint, that's there for the audience and not for you. And if you are reading from the script on the screen, then you haven't done your homework.
I tend to, if I'm using PowerPoint at all, I tend to just have bullet points that come up on the screen. Then I can talk around those bullet points, and so the presentation is never quite the same twice as far as they give it to you. But then there's nothing else for the audience to read on the screen except the bullet points. They've got that, and then they're back to you.
And you have to remember that people learn differently. So if someone is learning, if their learning style is visual, then by putting everything on the screen and then you talking, because they're looking at the screen and they're not listening to you.
This is very true. I had the honour, if you like, of listening to, I don't know if you've heard of Brian Tracy. He's a motivational speaker from America. But he came over to England and he spoke from 10 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the evening. We had a break for lunch, obviously. He just spoke for all that time. And he had the audience in the palm of his hand.
Yes. And it is the charisma. It's making the link to your audience as well, and immediately finding a response with them.
Well, pick up a bit more on that after this next break. We're going to take a bit of Bobby Bazzini into the break and some Double Trouble afterwards, and we'll come back with Estelle and some more things about how to do good public speaking. We're still talking to Estelle about public speaking, and it could be corporate events, it could be interviews. That's a form of public speaking.
Yes, yeah. Interviews are really strange because people get really het up about those. And part of the training is to help them to relax and walk into a room and be themselves.
So it's about confidence and relaxation, really, then, isn't it?
Definitely, yes. Definitely, yes. Yes, I mean, one of the main things I would say to people is imagine that you're standing 1 foot, each of your feet, on a scale. You know, the weighing scales that you've got in your bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that each one is measuring the same, and that way your body's perfectly balanced.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yes.
Just something simple. Mm. And then with breathing as well, I mean, people... Yeah. A lot of time people go... and they just try to get everything out all in a couple of seconds, and they think it's going to be minutes. And my job is to try and help them to slow down a little bit and just take it easy so that people can understand. A lot of people worry about accents. I've got an accent. A lot of people have got accents. Yes.
We've all got accents of some
but,
sort.
You know, if you listen to a lot of TV programmes, the people on there have accents.
Mm, they do
you
nowadays.
You can still understand what they say.
Mostly.
Mostly, yes.
Well, yes, yeah.
There's always the odd one.
So it's a case of diction as opposed to dialect.
Ah,
and
yes.
One of my biggest sins in talking, particularly on the radio, is talking too quickly, and therefore my diction will suffer.
Yes, yes, definitely.
And you tend to gabble and garble words, and if you're trying to read from a script, you get into a terrible mess if you go too fast.
Yes, I've done that.
Yes.
I notice you do stuff for community support, and what does that involve?
Well, anything that community wants, really. I've worked with one charity last year in helping them to find the right legal identity.
Mm-hmm.
They decided to stay with the one that they had, but you know, we talked a lot through it. But one of the things that I also did with that particular group, which was Nature Zones up at Blackwater, I wrote the Young Directors Scheme.
All right.
And that's trying to help young people who want to go into the management of charities and be on trustee boards, exactly what it entails.
Mm.
And UKSA took that up on behalf of Nature Zones as part of the Young Citizens Scheme.
Right.
And there was 120 young people who actually threw that and... Not all of them did the Young Directors project, but they filled in the workbook as well.
Oh,
from that, I've also gone to rejig that a little bit and done another workbook called Governance for Grown-Ups.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just completing that at the moment because there's a big section missing. So
it's a bit of a minefield, isn't it, governance?
It is an absolute minefield, yes. Yeah.
Well done, you for understanding it.
Well, I spent over 40 years in the voluntary and community sector, so I know a bit about it. Mm-hmm. And when I worked for the Rural Community Council for 12 years, my job there was to help people who were working with community groups.
Uh-huh.
So it was setting it up, registering as charities, finding funding, keeping going, getting volunteers, keeping volunteers.
So you've got an awful lot of experience in.
Indeed,
yes,
you have.
I would say a little bit, yes. So
we've got to go for the news in a second.
Okay.
So if you want to hang around till after the news, you can add a bit more if you wish. But I know it's still tell you, Estelle. We've still got Estelle Thomas in the studio. We're just going to just wrap up with a little thing about you help people make public speeches, stand up in front of people. It could be a wedding, it could be a birthday, it could be an interview, it could be a corporate presentation.
Yes, definitely.
And you help them with practical advice and tips and practice, which is always the good thing.
Yes, yes. I try to keep it to, if it's a one-to-one, a two-hour session. Mm. And it's not necessarily one two-hour session. It's 2 hours split up over. Because people will do the 2 hours and then completely forget what they've done.
Yes, you can overload people if you're not
careful. You fry the brain,
yes,
don't you?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, that's fair enough. So the company is Iomi Gold.
That's correct, yes.
And how will people get hold of you if they need to?
Well, there's a website, www.iomigold.co.uk. There's email admin@iomigold.co.uk and telephone 07583107891.
Okay, so it's IOME Gold, it's IOMEGOLD, IOMEGOLD.co.uk. If you just Google that, I'm sure you'll find everything you need. And Estelle will be able to help you with a few hints and tips and some real practice in doing that thing like those best man speeches or dad speeches at weddings.
Yeah, yeah. But I have heard Estelle speak, and she speaks really, really well.
Good, good, I should hope so.
No, she does.
No, I'm not sure she does. She's got lovely diction.
She has.
Yes. We did briefly mention accents. Yes, you've got a slight accent. I've got an Essex accent.
We've all got accents, as I'm
And now much more acceptable on media to have an accent. In fact, desirable for some things.
Yeah, we've got to have the clipped BBC tones.
BBC tones, yeah. Oh, received no. pronunciation, yes. Which I can't do anyway.
Oh, I learned how to do it at one time.
You did?
But oh, I understand. Then I unlearned it.
You unlearned it.
Because it's not you, is it?
No,
but yes, you see some people, they speak very, very plainly, and then when they're sort of off mic, they suddenly relapse into broad Scottish or something.
Yes.
Although sometimes you can't erase that little bit of accent, and nor should you, really.
No, I think the one thing that people need to do is put a smile into their voice.
Yes. Yes, that's always good, because if you talk with your mouth like that, it doesn't sound very exciting. But put a smile in your voice and you end up sounding like Tony Blackburn.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you could do, great mate. Okay, thank you, Estelle, for coming in.
Thank you.
Been
for
really interesting,
me.
And we will no doubt have you in again in the near future to talk about similar things, or maybe just give us some more hints and tips on standing up in public and not giving in to that thing where you think everyone's going to be laughing at you, because they're not, largely. They're all sitting there waiting to be entertained or informed.
They all want to be on your side.
They do. And if you do, I note myself, if I see someone getting in trouble when they're giving a presentation, I actually don't laugh at them. I feel really embarrassed for them.
Yeah,
if that makes any sense, because I know what that's like. I've done it myself.
We've all done it.
You know, when your AV system packs up halfway through and you're not confident enough, that's the last straw, basically. If you're confident enough, you just go, oh, that's packed up then. Well, and just move on.
Yes, and also it's a case of you know, trying to get people to think about what can they do when things go wrong as well.
That's a good idea, but preparation and practice, I think,
definitely
so IOME Gold is where you need to go.